From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
What a day yesterday.
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it?
Mm-mm.
Who are you rooting for?
Well, you know, I'm a 49er fan, so usually you hate the Rams, but, you know, we're L.A., so.
Yeah, we kind of have to.
And I really didn't, got to give it to Tom Brady, but I did not want the Patriots. I did not. I want to see something different.
We are not alone.
And Kansas City was, it's just been their year, and I was rooting for Kansas. I really was rooting for Kansas City.
I was actually kind of devastated for them yesterday. They almost won the game. They actually had an interception late in the fourth quarter, a Tom Brady interception, which would have ended the game, except that the play was called back because they were offsides.
They lost that game.
Yeah, they really did.
I mean,
did.
They did. Yeah. But you got to give it to them. They didn't lay down. They were at they were behind 14-0.
And
they came back and almost won over the Patriots. I mean, they did not quit.
Now,
they gave them a run for their money.
For the Rams, I'm thinking there was a little bit of a bad call there, too. The Rams probably shouldn't have won. But I got to go back to this time when Jared Goff made a big deal about one of their calls being Halle Berry. I think they've got the blessing of Halle Berry on their side. The Halle Berry juju is like there, and they're ready. They're ready to go in, march in to Atlanta in 2 weeks, and like the rest of the nation wants them to, put down the Patriots. Everybody but Boston.
I would have been okay if the Saints won.
I actually thought the Saints were going to win.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, but hey, the Rams got to give it to them. They had a good year.
They had a great year.
Kansas City had a good year.
Next year.
The Patriots didn't have as great of a year, but dadgummit. But Tony Romo was a star of yesterday.
Oh, man, he like called everything from how Bill Belichick was coaching, which he was spot on. He goes, okay, watch this. Belichick's going to do this next. And he did, to who was going to win the NBA Finals. So here we go. Tony Romo. God bless
Tony Romo, you were the star of yesterday.
Yeah. All right. Time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
All right. Brad Pitt and Charlize Theron have reportedly been dating since Christmas.
What? How did that happen?
I don't know. How do we not know this? A source says they've been friends for years through her ex, Sean Penn.
Well, maybe they're not seeing each other. Maybe they're just, you know, friends.
Hanging out.
With benefits.
Maybe. Hooking up.
Yeah.
Netflix and chill. And they've been casually seeing each other since Christmas, according to this source.
Huh.
So they were spotted last weekend at the bar at the Chateau Marmont.
Same place where Lindsay Lohan has been kicked out and banned for life.
Yes. Yeah. Is that place really that great? I don't know.
You know what?
People go
they
there.
Don't let me in. So, well, I can't afford the valet. So.
And so while Charlize was reportedly drinking a vodka cocktail, Brad was on mineral water.
Well, he better be because, you know, he's like a drunk.
Yeah.
He's on the 12 steps.
Because people will know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The source, which was quoted in the ever-reputable Sun.
Oh, God. Okay, now I'm just big question mark on the whole damn story.
We'll have to check Gossip Cop. The source claimed that they were ridiculously touchy-feely and his arm was around her back at one point. He winked at her. Winked? If they're touchy-feely, I'm sure his arm would have been around her more than once. Huh.
Lindsay Lohan didn't get touched and felt at the Chateau Marmont.
She might have. My guess, she was the one touching and feeling.
Yeah, probably.
Or trying to.
Yep. Goose the bartender.
All right, so Charlize Theron and Brad Pitt, we'll be watching you.
Well, sure we will. Yeah, we care.
Charlize, there's lots of children involved and a crazy ex-wife.
Look, but he's Brad Pitt.
That's
okay?
True.
What red-blooded American woman and some men wouldn't want to be Brad Pitt's squeeze? At least friends with benefits.
He probably learned some wicked stuff from his ex-wife. Matthew McConaughey is having back trouble. And he blames it on his mattress.
Wow, lots of news today, huh?
Yes. Riveting.
All right. Matthew McConaughey with a bad back.
Yep, he told People Magazine, because this is how serious it was, he actually told People Magazine something about
probably
it.
An exclusive, too.
Probably. He told People Magazine that he took his pillow top off his mattress. Why, you might ask? Well, we can only speculate.
Okay, that's the giggle that pillow tops are not necessarily the best mattress for, you know, other activities in bed.
That's true.
I'm sinking.
Word on the street was it's just not that great with the knees. Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah, word on the street like you don't know.
Anyway.
Yes. So McConaughey, bad back.
Yeah.
Blame it on the mattress, Matthew.
Matthew says he slept on the pillow topless mattress for
topless
two nights.
Mattress.
He woke up the second morning feeling like he'd been bucked from a bull in a rodeo. His words.
Bucked with a B.
His words.
You know, that happens to me, though. If I go sleep, like, you know, in a motel or whatever, uh-huh. which, of course, happens a lot when Mrs. Boss kicks me out of the house. The next morning, my back hurts because it's a different mattress. Does that ever happen to you?
It does, but every once in a while you get those really cushy beds that
I love.
And
then you don't care.
That I love them so much.
Pillow tops. You know, hey, Matthew, in addition, you might go back down to the Kohl's and get yourself an extra pillow top. I understand that's also a good way, you know, to have a luxurious sleep.
I think.
Horrible sex, but luxurious sleep.
That maybe he wanted some, so he took it off. He got some and slept.
And then.
But was in pain.
Blaming it on the mattress.
Yeah, so now he'll probably put the pillow top back on. And maybe, just maybe, work's been slow and he's trolling to be a sponsor for this pillow top mattress.
Just like Maya Bialik's doing on Facebook. Okay, great.
So he told people that he's going to get physical therapy and said it's the damnedest thing.
Damnedest thing, Matthew.
It's the damnedest thing.
Great. All right.
I told you, riveting.
Riveting.
So look forward to Matthew being a pillow top mattress sponsor.
Right, he's got to have some work. Okay, so again, congratulations to the Los Angeles Rams, and we're just gonna say right up front, it's because of Halle Berry. It's because of Halle Berry.
You want to say that?
I do want to say that.
It's probably not because of her.
It's because of her because you know, like she pointed that we're only doing this Halle Berry thing because it all started with him.
So. Do you think she'll be at the Super Bowl?
I think she will. Yeah, now.
Yeah, now she will.
All right. Anyway, that's it for us today. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.